This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It is Thursday, and your thoughts may already be on your weekend plans. Today, of course, is Halloween, so a last-minute guide to the night's festivities might be useful. And fortunately, we have someone who can provide us with information on Halloween events and non-Halloween events. Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator, is here with some options to share. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Gather around and let me tell you a scary story of not having any Halloween plans. But it's not too late. We've identified some parties, attractions, and Halloween-themed events that you can still attend, some for adults and some for the whole family. If you go to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, we'll have details and info on all of those.
Oh, good. Thank you. And it is frightening to be out of Halloween options.
Well, I'm not quite done yet. Different cultures have different ways of celebrating the spirit world and the real world. The Day of the Dead celebration is at Fleischer Art Memorial. They are hosting several events, including a fundraiser on Friday night and a children's fair and procession on Saturday.
Yes, Dia de los Muertos originated in Mexico and is more of a celebration of the loved ones we've lost.
Absolutely. The underlying theme is joyous, not mournful. But the Fleischer is sponsoring a day of reflection and remembrance next Wednesday as well.
And it's open to the public?
Yes, all of the Dia de los Muertos events are, but only the fundraiser is ticketed, but pricing is very accessible.
Man, someday I gotta quit.
Ah, time to talk about music, one of my favorite topics.
Country fans, lend me your ears. Justin Moore is coming to Newark, Delaware. He's there in support of his latest release, Late Nights and Long Necks.
Long Necks. A beer bottle with a long neck, right?
That's exactly it. I can certainly appreciate that title. He is at the Bob Carpenter Center at the University of Delaware on Saturday night. The show starts at 7:30.
Who else should we check out this weekend?
You may have heard the name Bruce Sedano.
I have, but I can't figure it out in my head who that was.
He's the singer-songwriter and the widower of the late disco diva Donna Summer.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, he's worked with her and sung one of her big hits, Bad Girls, and he's worked with Michael Jackson as well.
And I don't want to let you go, but I can't take you back.
He is now stepping out with some new music of his own. And he's going to be here at the Philadelphia Folk Song Society on Sunday night at 7:30.
That's amazing. And it's great to know that he's making new music. Tanya, what's going on in New Jersey this weekend?
Jennifer, are you hankering for apple pie or apple crisp or apple cobbler?
All of the above.
If so, then you need to head out to the Apple Finale Festival at Hill Creek Farms in Mullica Hill. You know, the apple harvest is going down to its end, so this festival is celebrating that. It's family-friendly, and it goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Now, they're promising steep discounts on everything apple, so this is the time to stock your larder.
Yeah.
I hope they have some apple cider donuts on sale. I love those. They're so good.
Apples are just a staple of the fall season.
Well, we got to recognize that some folks are allergic, but if you are, they're selling deer and horse apples as well. So if you're feeding either one, this is a good time to buy those apples by the bushel.
That's a great tip for our animal lovers. And as always, you've got us covered. Thank you so much, Tanya. Where can we go for more information?
WHYY.org/things-to-do, where you can get all the details on Philly's First Person Arts Festival, a pretty unique festival that we have here in the Philadelphia region, and the Fall Food Truck Throwdown at Chad's Ford Winery. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween to you as well. Thank you.